Okay, so it's 6:45, so I'll start with the praises to the 21 Taras on page 191 in the Gold Prayer Book. From the sublime abode of the Potala, O Tara born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorns Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow at your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage, Tara, swift heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the lotus, dear rose, her bone lotus. Homage, she whose face combines 100 autumn moons in fullest, blazing with white rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden bloom and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort, calm austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with her feet the seven worlds, able to default all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Ani Bama Maru, honored by the host of spirits, courses his Kandavas Yakshas. Homage with her tre and bass sound, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireblaze. Homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart of fingers, adorn her with three jewel mood. Matches all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light. Earth laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's Davis. Homage, she able to summon all its guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with their hum signs, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescents, moon on ornaments must shine. Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she must wreath the blaze like the undending fire abiding. Rush of weapon joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana. She endowed with omen soul hot, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing those bodies asunder, freezes whom in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to a received letter of the shape of syllable, deceiving six of werewolf, Rehu Mandara and Vindya. Homage holding in her hand the hammock moon of Devalek form, with by Sokantara empty, totally dispelling poison. Homage she and gods and their kings, and the Kinaras to honor. Armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels etchings and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaishara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating, pie by the set of three natures, to the source of spirit yakshas, and rich corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. So we turn to 190, we can read the prayer of the benefits. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitude of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. Okay, now let's turn to page 110. the 3Ds, accepting difficulties as a path, and then the Tonglen meditation. Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished-for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path, increasing the two bodhicittas, to the practice of the five forces, the quintessence of the entire Dharma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. And thus, venerable, compassionate gurus, I seek your blessings that all karmic debts, obstacles, and sufferings of mother beings may, without exception, ripen upon me right now, and that I might give my happiness and virtue to others, and thereby invest all beings in bliss. So when Gishala arrives, we'll recite the Guru Yoga meditation related to Lama Tsongkhapa. Then after we do that, we'll go to page 27 in this gold book and read the seven limb prayer, and then we'll do the short mandala offering and request to turn the wheel of Dharma. They're on 97-98, and then Geshe will lead us in the refuge in bodhicitta prayer. Oh, hi, how are you? And then in the textbook, the Great Treatise on the Stages of the Path to Enlightenment. Let's see, we are on page, I believe, 300. Yes. And we should start on the order in which the afflictions arise if Geshe begins where he left off. You didn't get a booklet there on the table there at the entrance. And we'll start with the invocation. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas Joyful Realm, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, omniscient Losang Drapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me, on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight, supreme feel of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light scented water, and so forth, actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you sow for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth. By renouncing the 8 worldly concerns and the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billow clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings for the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losang Drapa, to shine forever. If you please turn to page 13. In the booklet. So let's recite 20 of the five-line prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa to ourselves, and then we'll chant the 21st one together.
Make a bomb powder to come to the country to give them.
turn to page 21, and let's read the second stanza of the dedication. In all my life to the victorious one, Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as a Mahayana guru, may I never turn aside for an even instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious ones. Now if you take the gold prayer book out and turn to page 27, let's chant the seven limb prayer. Page 27. Gosun gu pe gone cha tse lo nye shang ni tu che di ma li bu to me ne sa di tu tang che shang che pa ye wa nam la ye turn to page 97 in the same book. And let's chant the short mandala offering at the bottom. Sahi perki chu
mantra. There's a number of people, you know, they are sick, so we think about that, and also not just that, and also all the people in the prayer list, you know, all kind of complications, physical complications, mental complications people are going through. So we will do this 7 medicine Buddha mantra for all of them, okay? Keep all of them in your mind. Om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru bhendruya tabaradaya tatagadaya arhate samyasam buddhaya teyat Om bhagavate bhagavate maha bhagavate bhagavate arhata samogate Om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru bhendruya pambaradaya tatagadaya arhate samyasam buddhaya Teyata om bhagavate bhagavate maha bhagavate bhagavate ramsa samugade Om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru bhendruya tambaradaya tadangadaya arhate samyasambuddha Teyata om bhagavate bhagavate maha bhagavate bhagavate ramsa samugade Om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru bhendruya tambaradaya tadangadaya arhate samyasambuddha Teyata om bhagavate bhagavate maha bhagavate bhagavate ramsa samugade Om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru bhendruya tambaradaya tadangadaya arhate samyasambuddha Tayada om bhagavate bhagavate maha bhagavate bhagavate ramsa samugade Om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru bhendruya tambaradaya tadangadaya arhate samyasambuddha Tayada om bhagavate bhagavate maha bhagavate bhagavate ramsa samugade Om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru bhendruya tambaradaya tadangadaya arhate samyasambuddhaya tayata om bhagavate maha bhagavate bhagavate ramsa samugade so gyawadi nidoda tajimilandu jayandu vajinyamari vajinyasana nguya marasya I'm going to say a 7 medicine Buddha name. So just simply hearing them, you know, also, you know, simply hearing the 7 the 7 or 8 Buddhist medicine name of the medicine Buddhas will help to, you know, to for your health, okay? Chodan So we finish this 10.
Yes.
We already finish this. Hold on. So now the section that we, in the Lamrim book, I already explained this 10 different types of the afflicted mind, or maybe you can call usually I call disturbing thought, or in Sanskrit it's called klesha, afflicted mind, or you can call delusion, or 10 different types of disturbing thought. So it's very, very important to, as I said, to study them. So it's very important to understand them first in order to, as I say, in order to get rid of them. So first you have to understand what are those 10 types of negative thought or disturbing thought. Because of this disturbing thought, so much, you know, suffering been caused by those disturbing thoughts. Since from beginningless time. If we are truly seeking liberation, if we are truly seeking, you know, freedom from suffering, not just temporary suffering, you know, here like some headache or no, some looking for a job, not finding a job, you know, then the problem between friends and couples, not just that kind of problem, all the suffering, seeking freedom from all the suffering, you know, much bigger. So then, you know, taking refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha, so Buddha Dharma Sangha, then become the object of your refuge if you are seeking liberation, you know. If you are seeking liberation, so so that's very important. Sanjay Chodha Gundhide Tarva means liberation, Dhe means those who desire or for liberation, so those who seek liberations. So Buddha Dharma Sangha become object of their refuge. So if you are seeking liberation, so then in order to, you know, test what is liberation, first we have to understand those afflicted mind. You know, those afflicted mind, they are the true enemies of our happiness. So because of that, we are studying now what are those 10 types of negative thoughts. So then after that, you know, so then now section here, now how they arise. How they say in English here, translation?
The order in which the afflictions arise.
Yeah, order, the basic how they arise. Niva chida chiva jimba. The order of how, order of?
The order in which the afflictions arise.
In order in which the affliction arise. Yeah, much better English there. Niva chida chiva jimba jimba. Jigda tam mariba suzo, jigda tam mariba suzo. Devatana, Suso Devatana, Jidar Mariba, Suso Devatana, so. Jidada Mariba, Suso Devatana, so. Then, Tabadavala Mumba, Junze Pavde, Tabe Nilu, Misa Vatna, that is not Devatana, Tumbe Nilu, Savada Dibi, Mariba Mumba, the Pumal that was Chana, so. Mari bada jida da mari bada jida da. Can you read this a bit?
Okay. One way to look at this is to consider ignorance as distinct from the view of the perishing aggregates. So we're on page 300, by the way. For example...
Father, what you can repeat this, please.
Yes.
Can you repeat this?
One way to look at this is to consider ignorance as distinct from the view of the perishing aggregates.
Hmm. So then, because of that sentence, the view of perishing,
the view of the perishing aggregates.
The view of the perishing aggregates. So that's actually that's like self-grasping. Self-grasping. That's what it is. Self-grasping mind. You know? So then the problem is like each time they use new word, different word. It's kind of like confused. So anyway, that's self-grasping. Then ignorance, right? Ignorance.
Yeah, to consider ignorance as distinct from the view of the self-grasping mind.
That's like the philosophical point of view that is distinguished. So probably it'll come later. So maybe it's better to explain later, you know. So it's better to explain later, okay? Because there's based on the, you know, you remember there's four different systems, right? Four different systems. Vibhasika system, Sastantika systems, then is Vibhasika system, Sastantika systems, then Chitramata system or mind only systems, then Madhyamika systems. So this is based on that, not just based on that. Some schools, they don't distinguish between self-grasping and ignorance. They are same. In some system, there's difference. So this is what they're talking about. Maybe later. Then atapa da bala mumba chungse phase thabe nilu misa wa tela dhuzi jimilo che watar che. Pumini zame thua tela tele nimoshe nam che ho che. So example they use here, then atapa da bala, so lama tsonga ba, this is lama tsonga ba word. Lama tsonga ba word. So when you see like a piece of rope outside your house, not during the daylight time, but you know it's like early morning or could be late in the evening or maybe early morning, say some you know, a little bit like foggy, not very clear, foggy. Then the rope, the way the rope is sitting there is like kind of twisted, you know, a little bit twisted like snake. So then top of that, you know, so the outside is not very clear, you know, just kind of foggy, so there's very little light, you know, but there's enough light that you can see the rope. So then not knowing the situations very clearly, you may end up seeing the piece of rope as a snake. So then from there, you know, so then all the projections, you project, maybe that's kind of moving, and then you project as I. No, there's no I, it's just a piece of rope, you know, so then you start to see all kind of things. It's mainly projected based on ignorance and not understanding the rope, or not seeing the rope very clearly, then kind of, you know, like, or tricked by some, like, some of your perceptions, tricked by that, then based on that, there's so much been projected, you know, so then all the color, maybe, could be sometimes see snakes, like yellow or green, not yellow, maybe all kind of colors, then, you know, seeing the eyes, then, you know, seeing the tongues, you know, all this is projected by that. That's like, not understanding the situation very clearly. Similarly, here, Pumbenilu sawala dibe sawala dibe maribu mbale pumbala tatu chua chela so not having the clear understanding of these five aggregate, you know, form, feeling, then the consciousness, then the two, I don't know how to translate. I can only say in Tibetan, but they will not help. So, what are the two? The first one is easy, is form, aggregate, then feeling, the feeling, aggregate of feeling. How is it?
Form and feeling.
Form, feeling, so then consciousness, then they're between the two. So what?
Compositional factors.
Compositional factors, then whatever. What do you call another one? Then in the believings, in the believing, or the aggregate of the self, no? What is self? What is self? What is self? Not correct. What is self? Self is imputed on five aggregates. That's what self, no? It's not the consciousness. It's not the form aggregate. It's not the feeling. You know, people, we have all kinds of different ideas about when it comes down to recognizing self. No, not just we, you know, before, you know, long time ago, 2,500 years ago, there are in India, where the Buddhism is originated, even there are so many different kinds of views, you know, kinds of views about when it's come down to come down on how to identify self, you know, so self. And there's so many people identify self, you know, like that self, you know, is not like a clear understanding of, you know, the many of them led by, you know, not having clear understanding of five aggregates, then in the believings, you know, one of the aggregates is maybe self, or maybe five of them, maybe like continuation of five aggregates. So then, you know, they say, no, maybe consciousness, you know, there are so many different, how you say, so because of that, you know, so then, Pumbe Nilu, true, Nilu means true nature of aggregate. Sawala, Dibya, Maripa, you know, the ignorance, ignorant, not knowing, I mean, ignorant means not knowing true nature of aggregates. Oh, so then that's kind of clouds your mind. Oh. Then in the believing, aggregates are the self, to tell us. Tele emotion and tele. So then that mistake will lead to another, how you say, disturbing thought. Okay, so this is like the order of how. How do you say the title of that? Order?
The order in which the afflictions arise.
Order in which the affliction arise. No, that's how the affliction arise. No, as I said, according to Chandrakriti, the one who wrote Madhyaminga Avatara text, no, middle way, about emptiness, the root text, Tamungashi Dalashinji. In the very beginning, so people are becoming attached to, I. You know, I, then from there, my job, my position, my family, my community, my interest, my like, not like, dislike, you know, my enemy, my friend, my community, all of that, you know, so simply because of this, I, then there'll be mine, you know. So then that's how this, water?
Water
wheel, that's how the water wheel, you know, just go round and round and round and never get out. It never get out of this, just go round and round, round. You know, die, then get burned, then again, you know, leave, then do all kinds of things, then die again, then you're born the same time, born again, then goes round and round, round, like that. Till we understand the true nature of self. Once we understand true nature of self, that will not go around. It will stop. So, tell any emotion of because of that. So, it is based on the system that does not distinguish between ignorance and death. Self-gossiping. So what is called here is called something else, self-grasping. So then it is the same, if the system that does not distinguish between the ignorance and the self-grasping mind, then which means in that case it's the one. Doesn't matter if you say ignorance or self-grasping mind, or different names, but it means same. So that is the root of all this disturbing thought. That's the root. That's the only root of all this disturbing thought. Nothing else. We may believe, from our neighbor, it's my root of all this disturbing thought. That's mistaken. That's ignorance. So then, like me, you, we, they, us, them, all of this. It's all happening because of this, because of self-grasping mind, me, you, us, they, That's how this idea about me, you, us, our, them, all of them, this all idea is powered by, or generated by, this self-grasping mind, nothing else. Then after that, what we do, we don't stop. After that, what we do, then we become attached to me, my family, my friend, my company, my community, my religion, my traditions, all of them, we become attached to that, So, Rangi Chola, Chabanda, Sinji Chola, Shendang Jungas, then we become angry with, their tradition, their culture, their belief, their system, their way of life, their look, all of that, so then we become attached to that, okay? Chola, Shendu, Rangi Chola, Rangi Chola, Chabanda, Sinji Chola, So then you become kind of pride because of this, wrong, understanding of self. Then you become kind of arrogant. So then you end up believing, so this is a little bit difficult to translate. That in the top of the thinking, this is it will be here forever, right? Forever, even though back of our mind, so we all know, intellectually we know we are going to die someday. But at the same time, we think, I'll be here tomorrow, next year, So like that, it's coming to, what is the old light? No cause. This is just accident. Just random. I don't know why I'm here. It's just random. So it just happened to be here. That's all. That's kind of wrong idea about no cause. Even though it's impermanent, it's change constantly changing, but we don't believe that. We think it will be here forever. That very concept follows till in our life, we still hope that we are going to be there. Right? So that's like, you know, that concept is also wrong concept. So opposite of that, you know, it's like, okay, see, impermanent. So then, you know, so then because of that, so then, you know, all kind of, how you say, all kind of workshops have been done on that, you know, so then you'll do this, you know, like the, sit on one leg, you know, like hours and hours, then you are going to be liberated, you know, then like sacrifice animals, then you are going to be liberated, you know, like then all kind of things, you know, like burn one of your fingers, then you will be liberated, you know, like all kind of things, you know, like that. So then those kind of behaviors, you know, then like in the believing them is like the one of the best form of ethics, best form of ethics. You know, so then like, So then, not just that. So see, this is now, as I said, the order of in which affliction arises. No, so see, that's how affliction arises. No. So not because of the neighbors, no? Not because of our neighbors, not because of your friend, not because of your roommate. That's not how this affliction arises. That's another order. This is the order. This is how it all. This is the order. Sorry to say, but that's the truth. The person who teach about emptiness, so then, you know, not no has a dharma but in the tempata. Then the teaching, you know, that person give the teachings that person give to you, they talks about causality, you know, karma. Talks about selflessness, talks about Four Noble Truth, talks about, you know, Buddha Dharma Sangha. So then you say, you know, say, oh, these are just meat. They don't exist. But then, you know, that's like one of the worst wrong view. It will cut all your virtues from the root. It will cut that lota. Medoshe lopa lota hams. Yana teta wo yeta me ina niya teranje. Or having even maybe, you know, if not that, then, you know, becoming doubtful. So now, the Lama Tsang was quoting Namjel, that like Buddhist epistemology. How you say? Epistemology. So their text. So Lama Tsang was quoting their text. Their text is written by. Dharmakriti. The text is written by one of the Indian pandits called Dharmakriti. He wrote this text, Dharmakriti. So Lama Tsang was quoting the Daya Nani Shendushi Dashi Chalid Jindang Dance. Deta Tani Dhyana Nyevatan Jindang Shesung the Chiro. So that's whatever Lama Tsang was said is just in the loose sentence, but Chantakriti. Dharmakriti. So Dharmakriti put it into stanza. That's not same meaning. Okay. So now, if you read in English, so see if that makes sense.
A Dharmakriti's commentary.
No. So from the beginning, please. From the beginning. So how?
The entire teaching.
Yeah. Okay. So now see that doesn't make sense. Okay. So I already explained in my broken English. So see how much that helps.
One way to look at this is to consider ignorance as distinct from the view of the perishing aggregates or self-grasping mind.
Mm-hmm.
For example, when twilight falls on a coiled rope, its status as a rope will be unclear and someone may imagine that it is a snake.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, according to this view, the misapprehension of the aggregates as a self arises due to the darkness of ignorance, which prevents clarity about how the aggregates exist. The other afflictions then develop from this apprehension, from this misapprehension. On the other hand, if you hold that ignorance and the view of the perishing aggregates are identical, then the view of the perishing aggregates is itself the root of the afflictions. When the view of the perishing aggregates apprehends a self, discrimination arises between self and other. Once you have made that distinction, you become attached to what is associated with yourself and hostile toward that which pertains to others. As you observe the self, your mind also becomes inflated. You develop a belief that this very self is either eternal or subject to annihilation. You come to believe in the supremacy of a view of the self and the like, and you also come to believe in the supremacy of the detrimental practices associated with such views. Similarly, you develop the wrong view that denies the existence of things such as the teacher who taught selflessness and that which he taught, karma and its effects, the four truths, the three jewels, and so forth, or else you become doubtful as to whether such things exist or are real. Dharmakirti's commentary on the Compendium of Valid Cognition. Once there is a self, there is an idea of an other. On behalf of self and other, there is attachment and hostility. All the faults come about in association with these.
Makes sense? That's clear, huh? No need. Probably no need my all these explanations. It's very clear. So now the what the Papanga Rinpoche said here. All the suffering, this is like the root of all the suffering, so all the suffering, okay. Mishibe Lula Maribani so you know so Shabana Jida Jija, Mishib Lula Maribani so you know so Jikta. So this word, so I think like, do you remember what it's called, that the particular specific name for the wrong view, jikta? Anyway, so it's not important. So I would just want to read, you know, what Phobong Rinpoche is saying, this, because this book is commentary on this book written by Phobong Rinpoche, one of the Tibetan masters, not Indian masters, but it's both Tibetan masters, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa, then Phobong Rinpoche. Phobong Rinpoche did not receive teaching directly from Lama Tsongkhapa. Phobong Rinpoche did not receive teaching directly from Lama Tsongkhapa. But this is one of the, how you say, commentary that widely been used, you know, throughout the monastery. It's very clear. This is called Liberation in the Palm of Your Hand. This book is called Liberation in the Palm of Your Hand. It's here. No, it's not there. It's right here. No, in your home. Not the money did I know. So also, you know, for you also it was good to read, you know, this, and it will, you know, make more clear. And some of the information is hidden here, is here. You know, it's like, much more clear here. So because of this, you know, self-grasping mind, because of this, you know, how to say, egoistic attitude. This is that's the one needs to be blamed, you know, egoistic attitude. Because of that, all the suffering occur, you know, egoistic attitude. So then because of that, if somebody telling you something very nice, then you say, okay, then ngala nyama mawa, so you say, ngala tema wa leg do nyama. Then you say, oh, good, somebody's saying something good about me, that's good, you know. Ngala ngala si bo, yung doje. Then, you know, like, eight worldly concern. Somebody criticize you, so then, you know, because of that self-grasping mind makes us so vulnerable. Vulnerable. At the same time, it makes you vulnerable too, if you work hard. become attached, you know, so then to others, you know, become angry, pent up also. So dejada, never think in a condo. If somebody's, you know, ignoring you, irritate you, they get angry, you know, so then all this happened, you know, all this downfall of those disturbing thoughts. That here, Lama Tsongkhapa didn't quote, but you know, Phobongkhapa is quoting Dharmakiti's, you know, text, Madhiminga Avatara text, is quoting the Nyimo Chunam. Chun means downside. Downfall of anger, downfall of ignorance, all the nimo chunam. Nimo means those disturbing thoughts or afflicted mind. Downfall of those afflicted mind, not just one, all of them, because of this, you know, misunderstanding of self. Now you discovered that, you know, before all of us thought, you know, it's because of my friend, because of my neighbor, because of my teacher, because of my company, because of my job, because of my country, goes on and on and on. We thought like that. Turns out, that's not right. So now you're just discovering all of that downfall of all this afflicted mind, not just them, all of them, because of this misunderstanding of self. That's wrong view. That's one of the wrong view. Now you start seeing that. I already explained this, the same text, same thing. In the very beginning, then you become attached to self. Doggy dishes, then because out of that, then it's the mind, all of that, nagging with charge. She has a mother. Taji took it, saw a maribam jidatin, chow down, tell them the chair, tell her So, and whatever the karma that we created by that, so that karma, you know, is that, then every action of that is had, that will have results. So without afflicted mind, even though, you know, even moving like this, you are still creating karma, but without the afflicted mind, karma is inactive. There's no, the karma has no, like, therefore, if you see emptiness, you are no longer creating karma, contaminated karma, so then you are free from creating contaminated karma, because your understanding of self is is 100% right. No, you finally you got it right. Finally you got it right. Then there's no more like karma, no negative karma has been created. Okay. So therefore, everybody, Prabhupada Rinpoche say, everybody should, try to develop the wisdoms that allows you to see what is up. See, it allows you to see true nature of self, true nature of self. So, teacher, so then wisdom realizing true nature of self is the powerful medicines is capable to eliminate 100 different diseases in simultaneously. See, usually one medicine is some medicine for headache, some medicine for diarrhea, some medicine for fever. There's no one medicine that cure all the disease. So this is now the wisdom realizing true nature of self. That's like the one medicine that's capable to eliminate 100 different diseases. So me power chikdu, so kabu chikdu, kabu me asim. Dabe da chodne shikja baje. Tiji ni mo thamje tumo chombe chomba juice. You will destroy all this evilness in mind if you can destroy that ignorance, that particular ignorance. That's the equivalent of destroying all the evilness in mind. So. Then, quoting like Shiv Japa, there's like 100 stanzas of Adimak Avatar text. That is composed by Indian master Ayadeva. I think Ayadeva. Ayadeva wrote in this text, Uluma Shiv Japa. So in Lamadhe, Pomongar was quoting that text. Uluma Shiv Japa, Teji ni motam jimujam jimba sheda. Sajibyan dolez, then quoting another, jinin tu nyebar chyoba, chyoba kanchi yiba teta jen dagunba jimashin, nadunba jimashin. Teja maduna, gulne vatavna nasego, ten juna go gurvesa. So now that's finished, okay. Can you repeat the title, what is it called?
In order in which
the afflicted mind.
The afflictions arise.
That's complete now. That section is completely finished. In Lamlim Champo, also in Pomogar, both. So it's already clear here. There's no only different, it's like quoting different texts. So Nyumo Bijula Tule. So now
the causes of the afflictions.
No, cause of afflictions. If we are all seeking liberation, it's important. If we are all seeking liberation, so then these things need to be understood. Need to be understood. Otherwise, there's no way you can test liberation. So in order to test liberation, first we have to understand all this afflicted mind, in order to tackle them. So now the cause of afflicted mind,
The causes of the afflictions.
Basis. Sabe nam phala nya deje. Rave neje sabe chungchi matna. Sezo chungse chungse samji lowa shije. Tien da tena nimo ga sabe ve chinji rangje ga nimo che chure ten na phaje ba chi so. Sabe seed. Palanya, that's like tendency. What is it called here?
The second one is object.
No. First one, can you read the
basis?
First? Then?
Basis refers to the latent proclivity for afflictions, and then object.
Palanya. Can you please say it again, the English word?
The basis refers to the latent proclivity for afflictions. And then number two...
I don't understand even a single word. So you understand?
Huh? So,
Same? Oh, so this is all new for me. I'm not going to learn this word, new word. Yeah. I feel like I have to learn all over again. So, kind of problem is not easy. So there's so many words to learn. So need to live 500 years, like Nagarjuna. Nagarjuna lives, not there. And Asanga lived 550, I'm not sure, one of them lived 500 years. All tendency, seed and tendency, or seed and tendency, this is the word I know, so I'm going to use those words. Seed and tendency. Sorry, I don't have heart power to learn those new words. So, the longer you understand, that's good. Tene, paranyao, status go, sade chung ji matuba na se chung sabatan kadu sade na pala nya de so de here is really more explanation pobonga de the text the number one was very brief here ni mo de pala nya this all ni mo de pala nya was then ni mo de pala nya was kama talk about just say tendency did you say probably like also seat ni mo de se tangul de sade na pala nya de sade na pala nya de in some case is synonym seed and tendency, some case synonym. So then when you debate, if you want to get it 100% right, when you debate, that's what we are trying to do, you know. So then there's no small things that matter, little things that matter. So then, you know, there's distinguish between seed and tendency. There's distinguish between seed and tendency. If you get very detailed into that, so generally speaking, same. Sāna pārāja. Rāngre neji sābhi tūngji mātub nāsa. In saying that, Prabhupāda was saying, if the disease is not cured from its roots. If the disease is not cured from its roots, just treat the surface of the disease. So then later on, so because of certain conditions, then that very disease will relapse, come back. there's time that, you know, even though we have anger, and there's time that we are not angry. There's time, even though we have attachment, that we are not attached to something, you know. Because this all has palanya, it become inactive. Inactive doesn't mean you are free from that. It's become inactive. So then, when it's met with certain conditions, so then it arises, you know. Anger doesn't arise when you see cheesecake. Maybe some do, I don't know. generally speaking. Nimochena, Nimo Vesabi, Yevi Kinji, because of the seed, Ranjuna Nimo Chechujo, these are temporarily inactive, but they are right there. If it meets the condition, it'll explode. It's right there, it doesn't mean that you're free. Because of the tendency, because of the seed, that's why, because of seed, no? No. What the Vasubandhu said, what he said in the Abhidharma Kosha, you know, treasure of knowledge, that text written by Vasubandhu. Taje pangpa mayin tang, yun nyawa neba tang, suji mayin yin nimojin tang is. Taje pangpa mayin tang, first of all, that we are not free from those afflicted mind, first. Then, object is very close. Could be a person you don't like, person you don't want to be around, it could be anything, you know, could be advertisement, could be, you know, anything, you know, object is too close. First, you are not free from this afflicted mind. The second, object is too close, you know, Then, after the third, then you know projections, projecting. I really don't like that. I really hate that person. All of them. I can't stand. I can't stand. And just, even your sushi my jelly, then this all, you know, projected. It's hot. Not remembering importance of others present, you know, so just not thinking like, not remembering how much you could gain based on that person, not knowing that, you know, then, you know, like I was all matter sentient beings, and then not knowing the karma, then all of that contributes to, okay, Tajabamba Mayinda, this Basubandha said, Tajabamba Mayinda, Yuni Nyavanyava, Sushi Mayi Yijeles. Misreading, not correctly reading, misreading about the look, the sound, the smell, or maybe actions, all of that, you know, misreading. Nimojuna Sai, so therefore, you know, so then, you know, all this afflicted mind arise. Oh? So that's what Vasubandha says. Oh? Then, then one of the Kadama Master, said, Nyembo Temba Ve Yungyepamba Tsos. Nyembo Temba Ve Yungyepamba Tsos. For the beginner, much better to avoid the object, to run away from the object, rather than sticking there, trying to apply antidote, you are not going to be success. Much better for beginner, it's better to avoid the object rather than sticking there, trying to apply the antidote. There's going to be like hard as somebody old dead 10 days ago, and asking you to bring back that person alive. That's not going to be easy. So this is going to be like that. Who said Kadama Master? One of the Kadamas, I don't remember name, but one of the Kadamas, anybody you know about this? Not like long time ago, I taught that, you know, in Mexico, Cozumel. So I did not say get rid of the object. I did not say get rid of the object. Some people heard, they say, I said get rid of object. So I did not say that, you know. Avoid object. So one of my friends, you know, from Argentina, now she lives in Argentina, and her father is old, 80 years old, 80 or something years old, and he's living with his sister in Mexico. So they are having all the time, they're having arguments all the time. But he's living with her. So one day, she's probably giving him breakfast, lunch, all of that. So they are siblings, you know. So they always try to get into argument. So one time, that what he did, probably he just threw the bowl of soup on her face. So then he's telling her, you remember what Gisela said? So get rid of objects. So that's what I did. I did not say get rid of objects. I said avoid objects. I said so many things, not just that. Not just I said so many things, but I don't remember. I just remember that. Avoid objects, not get rid of objects. Avoid. Get rid of, so you can't get rid of. Because of the reason. So that because of that, better to purify there rather than trying to get rid of, can get rid of them. You just come back sooner or later. So that's what the Vasubandhu said. Okay, that's the base. Base, oh? Base is base is not base is the seed, or you know, inactive seed, seed or inactive, inactive. You know, so is not active right now. Doesn't mean it's gone. You know, it's not active because you know, those objects are not close. Oh? And there's no the misreading is not there because of this inactive temporarily doesn't mean it's not there. Mm. Can you? Mikva. Now the object. Object. This is very good to remember, you know. This apply every single disturbing thought, how they arise. It has to have base, and it has to have object, you know. So second one is object. Nimoba Chebana Timbe Yunam. Yunam Nama Waj. So what it says in the Lama Sangapa?
This object refers to the appearance of objects conducive to the arising of an affliction.
It's very brief. Make it more clear. Make it more clear, you know. So people used to understand just reading Lamrim, so then you know, it becomes difficult, more difficult than people write another commentary. So eventually, you know, probably need commentary on that too, because it's so easy. Now people probably not going to understand just reading this. Probably need another commentary. So here, Yunibaji, second cause. Mibam Yunis, Mibam Yunis. Object. Something you are seeing now was general object, no maybe you hit on one, you hit me one, so this tetratina, rather you may some mamma. Okay, so now Pomangan is quoting what I just said about the text here. Pomangan is just quoting this here. I just explained that. You hit on me one, you know, something's very attractive, unattractive, annoying, irritating, disgusting, goes on like there's an object, you know. There's an object. You move some of my jelly, I just explained that what Basavanta said. Tedatanje, Jangsin, Jang, Tedatanje, the Nimova Cheve, Sheba the Nimochive, Tedatan, Jang, Tedatanje, Jang, Sin Kanduchevates. So, young, distant, don't go like this, face to face, it's going to be difficult. So then say, here what you say, this is very interesting, here you say space, we need space, no? This is exactly Pumongan, we're saying space, need space. Young, sing, come to, this. Need to make effort. Need to make effort to make space or distance. Space, that much better. Space, distance doesn't sound good. Space, both. Does not only refer to the physical distance, but you know, even just. Tadada jang sing kang tu cheba des. We have to make effort, every effort to make space. Oh, space. Rajunang Gavatans. Rajasana Devang Yulichwais. Therefore the monastery, according to Vinayaka Sutra, that talks about monastic life. Basically talks about monastic life. It has like 700 pages, something like that. It all talks about the monastic life, you know. According to that text, twenty-four of them become like one of this, what we call? Forearm. That's the way they count it, Vinayaka Sutra. Uh, then there's like 24 fingers become one. I never measured, so could be wrong. So before this, so four of them become one. One, what do you call?
Arm span.
Huh?
Arm span.
This is what you call?
Forearm.
Forearm. 24 fingers become one forearm. Four forearm become one span.
Arm span.
No, arm span. Yeah. Arm span. Yeah. Then, five hundred of arm span become jangta. It's called jangta. So then, like the distance, they count the measuring the distance between the town and the monastery. No, so monastery is not in the town; it's outside the town. So I say creating space between space, just creating space. See, creating space between the retreat place, on the mountain, the space. Between, that's why they say Rabjunam Gumbatan, Sangha member, because of that, Sangha member lives in the monastery, doesn't live in the space. Retreat. So the Deva answer, some people they go in the mountains, Deva Yuli Chua is trying to create a space, space. So, Chua is it. Rangre le tangbawe reshi yu mato na nimo mijewa tenbes. The reason behind this space is for beginners, the old afflicted mind will not arise if you don't see the object. If you don't see the object, the afflicted mind will not arise. That's a benefit. So we have to make every effort not let them arise. So for beginner, if you don't see the object, so those negative mind will not arise. Because why? Because there are six cause. There's a second cause. If there's no second cause there, it will not arise. The base, first cause, second cause. If the second cause is not there, it will not arise. So now it makes sense. I'm giving space, we need some space. We need some space. So you are talking about the second cause. Second, when you're talking about space. Rangre le tangpewe reshi yu mato na nimu mijiwala penpe tele chiyo kandu chiyas. So therefore, people are making every effort to give space. Space? Lojong nam desi, nimu tenpewe yunye pangpo chos. So I just said this here. So better to avoid objects. We are going to be more successful avoiding objects rather than applying antidote. Says, mind turning text, one of the Kadama Master, I don't remember the name. Nimbo Temba Yungyepo Master said that Jase Tome Pese, Yungyepo Mbe Nimor into this. Ah, Yungyepo Mbe Nimor into this. Bodhisattva Asanga, Yungyepo Mbe Nimor into this. Maybe 37 practice of Bodhisattva deeds composed by Asanga Dev in their text according Yungyepambe Nimorinjitis. Those afflicted mind will get weaker avoiding object. Will get weaker. Oh? See? Namyepambe Gejongangi Pels. Namyepambe Gejongangi Pels. Avoiding wander mind. Wander mind, the merit will increase. Merit will increase? Yeah, that is true. Even though, you're trying to do some prayer, if your mind is in the flea market or shopping center, going round and doing, or maybe making plans, Same time you're reading or you are saying prayer. Can we do that? Mm-hmm. Saying prayer at the same time making plan. Yeah. Well, I don't believe it's not all the time. It's quite often, not all the time. Yeah. Avoiding or stopping wandering mind, then automatically the merit will increase. If the mind is fresh, it's easier to generate interest into Dharma. Therefore, early morning is better for meditation. That's one reason. This is like 37 practice of Buddhist law did, composed by Arya, composed by Buddhist law Asanga. So there's a text now this, in the end of the, this line. It says, no, that's what Ali is here. Doesn't say, but you know, you can see in the word, you can see this is coming from that book. That's how it is. Better to stick with the object that you get long, rather than the other has sticking with the object you doesn't get long. Then you know, like the, so now the here all this is about okay, as giving a space, giving a space. So there are two different getting rid of or giving space. There are two different things: giving space. You know? And that's what it is. So that's finished the second course. Are you happy? We are moving. We are not going backward. We are going forward. Something to be happy. Oh, we are not stuck. We are moving. Huh? So there's a second course. Every disturbing thought, this cause by those, not by someone else. Then what Pamela, please, what the number song was said?
Number three, social context refers to the influence of bad friends and foolish people.
Foolish people.
Bad friends and foolish people.
Huh?
Bad friends and foolish people.
Kebu tamba mayimbe, chong imbe jesulova, kebu tamba mayimbe. Kebu tamba means, kebu tamba, mayimba means opposite. Kebu tamba means, person who is transparent,
mm-hmm.
honest, ethical. This is all called kebu tamba, good people. Good people means good mind, good heart. Doesn't mean looking good or dressing well. Doesn't mean like that. Good people who have good heart, thinking about welfare of other sentient beings, thinking about welfare of other sentient beings. So people who have altruistic attitude. This is called Kebu Tamba. Then who don't think about the welfare of other sentient beings, not just that, so then continuously harming other people, whether we call bad people or unfortunate being, whatever you call, following the footsteps of those people, doesn't matter, still, as long as nobody knows, still. Cheat, lie, it's okay. Cheat, lie, encouraging, So we are struggling not to able to, we should not encourage our negative, our disturbing thought. Even though if we cannot get rid of them, so at least we should not encourage them. So this, like they're saying, 康熙四十几岁了，你就呢？ Maybe you have the same thing. If you rely, if you lean on golden mountains, there's better chance you may turn into gold. If you lean on poison mountains, you know, you may become part of poison. See? You have same thing in America? It's like it's very contagious. Contagious. It's like
you can tell people by the friends
they keep. Because that influence of other people's behavior, you may become like them. You know, so that's what it means. If you lean on the golden mountains, there's chance you may become part of gold. If you lean on the poison mountain, there's chance you may become part of the poison. See, the pig goes into the, pig doesn't go to the garden, no garden. Pig usually go to some of them, some muddy pound, all of that, not pig likes those, to maybe eating something. See, pig. So then if you put one piece of rope, very nice, clean piece of rope on the pig, eventually that piece of rope will get really dirty. Because the pig, that's where the pig goes, and the rope goes with that, so like that. Influence, huh? telling you some stories. So this is like if you are really serious Dharma practitioners, then something to be aware. If you are serious Dharma practitioner like Lama Tsongkhapa, there's something to be about, concerned about. There's two people, long time ago, One person is drinking. One person is not drinking at all. No, one person is drinking. So they, Pembo, that's the place in Central Tibet, near Lhasa, Central Tibet, called Pembo. There's two persons, one is drinking, one is not drinking. Person who is drinking, or maybe say alcoholic, not like heavy, but anyway, under drinking, went to a place called Rateng. That's like hermit site. So when you go there, you will meet as a hermitage. That's hermitage site. When you go there, you meet hermit. That's where you're going to meet. So the person who's drinking went there. So probably met hermit. Hermit met Baba Trotter. Then person who's not drinking went to Rajasthan. Person who's not drinking went to Lhasa. That's Lhasa is the capital of Tibet. Person who's drinking went to Rateng, met the Kadamba Geshe, Kadamba Master. He met Kadamba Master. Then person who went to Lhasa and he met, probably he went to Baal. And later on when they get together, person who's drinking, he quit. He stopped drinking. Person who's not drinking is now started drinking. because of the influence of the people they met. They meet or they met. They met. So usually we say, runga means tight with the money. I'm not sure is that stingy. So sometimes people like the runga, you know. If you say it like directly, it's a senatsabu means tight or stingy. Doesn't sound good. Runga is word-wise better. It's become kind of qualities of the person's. Oh, that person's runga, I mean, then you know, you even have word?
Yeah.
Oh, better. So that's one, you know, runga sounds much better than stingy, you know, senatsabu. That's one runga, no? Because we, even though it's like, it's not, there's nothing good about that, but we're trying to make it a little bit nicer, runga. Kondo, somebody's like short temper, you don't call short temper, you call tuktumbo. Tuktumbo sounds much better. So what do you call? No, short temper.
Being cross.
Being nicer. No. So in English, you are speaking English language. Is there any nicer term than he's a very angry person? So you can say it's very straightforward, right on the point. No, so I'm not sure. Whatever you say. So I don't know English very well than you do. So I'm not sure. The tuktumbo, that sounds much better. Basically, you are saying that person has very short temper, and he's angry. He's So even though we try to make it nice in the word, doesn't matter. There's nothing nice about that. Not to us. So minimal, we give nice name that sounds better. We give different names, you know. But that changes. This all of them is like, you know, it's not qualities. It's not qualities. Something you don't need. So that's better to avoid the negative influence, you know. People who are bringing something negative influence, better to avoid them because this is very contagious. So therefore, you see, even though teacher is very tight with possessions, somehow, automatically, the student also become like that. If teachers become really kind, relaxed, then the student somehow, you know, the influence that the student become like that. So, if the teacher is very angry, then the student become also same. Because it's like influence. So, influence, so like, so see that over even you say something, children imitate right away. Children, they imitate. You know what you say? They imitate. So that's influence. You know, influence. When you think that passage, today, 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 in the morning, but yesterday, in the time, just the other, totally, miss about cases. No. So as I said, you know, if you are serious Dharma practitioners, then there's something to be concerned about. Then no, that means you are putting most of your time into practice. No, that's another case because you have to do work and all kinds of things. No, people are responsible, so that's why I was saying nowadays people have so much to do to just to keep this light alive, keep this light. Possession, toward misiva, cases, middle way. It's hard to avoid everything, but we have to try our best. KJJ. We will watch it. She tamje jinyu ju tuwe nyo las. Jabu shi ma nyo ba liba na shinji jabu nyo du che wame ba shi. Tiga che ba nam mi chur mi si mi So, alcohol, what do you call alcohol? Beverage. Beverage means alcohol, sin. Not just alcohol, that includes everything. All the drinks. All of that, all of that. Here it's called Nishu, crazy water. It's called here, it's called crazy water, Nishu. When you drink, you become crazy. When you drink, because you become crazy because you drink crazy water. Long time ago, everybody drinks crazy water, they become crazy because it means alcoholic and alcohol. Jabushi, only the king didn't drink crazy water. That means didn't drink. Then everybody who drinks, then say, oh, the king's crazy now. Actually, they are crazy, no? They drink crazy water. King didn't drink any crazy water. So they started seeing king's crazy, no? Like that. So that's what, exactly what happened. Milarepa, when he came to town, everybody thought that he was crazy. No? See? Actually, he's not crazy, no? The people who see him is crazy, they are crazy. He's not crazy. He knows exactly what he's doing. So, but he appeared, no, like that. Tinsan Chuecheba, no? Michu, this side, everybody cares so much about how they look, what they dress, what they drink, their reputation, all of this, all this important. And for them, for that person, for Milarepa, these are just nonsense. It's not important. What is important is liberation, enlightenment, that's important. So then, looking at him, so like someone who don't care, if somebody criticizes, doesn't bother him. If someone plays him, doesn't bother him, no. So the doesn't make big difference, he's, and if he's here, so people may end up calling him like, what do you call empathy, how is it? People who don't have any feeling, what do you call it?
Apathetic?
Apathetic also, So anyway, Punye Tosum, that's like because lifestyle, even the lifestyle totally changed. So it won't. It's not going to happen here, but like in Tibet or those areas, So it's because like their whole life is different than average people. So that's why they probably looks like the crazy. So they actually are not crazy. Punye toksum jo, punye toksum jo, meteni tu. Just like now, this is talking about Pugnochu. 10 most treasure of Kadamba master. Kadam Pugnochu. If you look at it, so you can see 10 most treasure of Kadamba master, Pugnochu. Or maybe 10 most ultimate treasure of Kadamba master, something like that. Punya Tosunji. First, it seems like that you completely, like I said, prisoner. That you guys in the human communities, human, what you do, you dress. You eat, you get job, all of that. So then you kind of like, it seems like that you withdraw, or you are out of that, out of touch. Human world, first in the beginning, you look like that. You are out of touch. You look totally different, Meteni means, No, I'm not going to explain, so you just look in the Google. It's called 10 most...
Prized possessions.
Huh?
Prized possessions
of Kadamba master. So you can look at them. Punye Topsum, that's like the short way to say. Mitenye, Chitenye, Hate Top. That's how you say, if you say one by one, punya tosum. That's like, punya tosum. Okay, so now this 10 Kadamba, no, this treasure of Kadamba, so you just look up them. It's not that easy, not that difficult to understand. No need any explanation, it's very clear, word by word. So now, I got very excited. So it's 8:40. So you just looked it up, okay, looked it up. So then, you know, so right now, it may not seem like much beneficial, but, you know, it will become handy. So, you know, who knows? I never thought I would come to hear North Carolina teach. I never thought when I was in monastery. You never know. You may, you know, someday end up teaching Lamrim, so then it become handy. Now you know. Somebody may come to you, ask, then you can, you know, at least intellectual benefit, then you can just extend it. Okay. And able to study Lamrim is not something small, it's a very big deal. No? Meeting with Lama Tsongkhapa about Lamrim, now that also needs a great deal of karma. Otherwise, you know, it will not just happen. So, anyway, please just rejoice.